Yeah, I don't remember exactly where we left off, but maybe we'll pick up here. So if we're reviewing, it's always a good thing to review. If we're skipping, it's always a good thing to skip. So whatever we're doing is good. Okay. I think Misnabi B'Shem Hashem is the Rambam had that phrase, the Hebrew, in his original. So in whatever edition you're using should have that phrase. Misnabi B'Shem Hashem Nechla Gemkein L'Shnei Chalokim. Hachelek HaRishon Shem Misnabi B'Shem Hashem. So he's not attributing the Nevuah to Avodah Zarah or something. No, he's attributing the Nevuah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, V'kori l'hamin bo mezar z'avodasa, but v'omer, sh'Hashem hosif al ha-mitzvos mitzvah, v'gorer mehen mitzvah, mechal ha-mitzvos ha-nechlolos v'sefer ha-torah. V'ein chiluk ben sh'yosef v'yigra b'ksuvim, or sh'yosef v'yigra b'perush ha-mekuvol. V'hine, again, it doesn't, whether or not he's adding something to Torah Sheva'al Seh, but whether he's adding something to Torah Sheva'al Peh is the same. V'hinecho sofosu ugriyasu b'ksuvim. What would be an example of that? K'gon sh'yom Hashem amali sh'ho'or lehishnasayim b'lvad. Right? The Pasuk says, shalosh shanim yelechem ha'relim. And he comes and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said two. O sh'yom ha'Hashem amali sh'arbo shanim osa l'ochlan. V'mokom ha'Hashem yisal l'shalosh shanim yelechem ha'relim. V'chol k'yotzei b'zeh. O, yishana v'kabola eza shinei sh'yiyah. Afim ha'ya pshat ha'kosim Messiah. Now the Rambam is illustrating if he'll come to contradict, to change a perish ha'makubo. K'gon sh'yoma k'masha oma b'atora v'katzosa eskapo l'socho se'necha. He'll come and say, sh'uktsitza se'yad mamash. It means, literally, to chop off a hand. Ve'enok knas ha'mevayesh k'moshe ba'al v'kabola. V'yiyaches zos v'nevuah v'yoma sh'Hashem oma lo oma li k'masha oma v'katzos eskapo hu k'pshuta. Harei ze gam ken yumos b'chenek l'fi shehu navi sheker u'miyaches l'Hashem mashlo oma lo. Ve'en mashgichem gam boze al osom ofes. Here too, just like by the Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, even though he tries to support his alleged Nevuah by seemingly performing an Osa Mofes, so here too, we pay no attention to it. Sheharei ha-Novi ha-Shehifli eskol la'olam b'movsov v'hechter Hashem b'lvaveinu es hatzdokaso b'chay emunah bo, k'mo shehivtiach yis'ale b'amo v'gam b'chay emina l'olam, k'va higid lana b'shem Hashem, shalot tovu me'es Hashem, Torah zu l'azo. V'hu amo yis'ale lo v'shamayim he, le'ma mi'yale lo nu ha'shamayim ha. Well, let's maybe stop here for a minute. So these last few lines we read are challenging to understand. The Fum Riyata, the Rambam seems to be saying, why do we... The Rambam is invoking the fact that whatever Osa Mofes, this alleged Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, performed, must have paled in comparison to the Mosim of Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Sha'ein mashgichim gambo za al oso mofes. Sha'harei anovi ashe hifli es kol ha'olam b'mofsov. Etc. Now, what's difficult here is two things. Number one, kayodua, the Rambam in Yesodei HaTorah, Parak Ches, Halacha Aleph, says Moshe Rabbeinu lo ha'aminu bo Yisrael m'pnei ha'osos sh'osa. She'amamin al pi ha'osos yesh b'libo dofi. She'afsha she'asa ha'os balat v'kishuv. Elokola osa she'asa b'amid b'lefi ha'tzarech ha'sa'an. Skipping a few lines. U'bameh ha'aminu bo v'mamer ha'sinai she'einenu bo v'lozor v'ozneinu shama v'lo acher ha'esh v'ha'kolas v'la'apidim hu'nigash ala rafel v'ha'kol midabe ala v'onu shaman moshe moshe lechem olam kach v'kach. Bechenu omen panim befanim diba Hashem imachem v'nam alos havasen akars Hashem asabris hazos. Uminayin shebemamet hasinei levadu hi harayu lenvuasa she'yem Hashem b'lodofi shenam hini anuchi boi lecha ba'av ha'onan ba'avu yishma on b'dabi imach v'gam b'cho yaminu l'olam. So the Rambam says that our belief in Moshe Rabbeinu is based on Mamet HaSinai. It's not based on the Osos and Mofsim. Now it's true that temporarily, during the course of Yetzias Mitzrayim, the Osos and Mofsim bolstered Moshe Rabbeinu's standing. That's why the Rambam writes that Kol ha'osos she'asa b'midbar l'fi ha'tzarech ha'sa'an. It's true that the osos of Mitzrayim were, again, not just for Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, it was to teach the Vanteda ki ani Hashem mekerev ha'aretz, en karmoni b'chol ha'aretz. But in terms of l'doros, our belief in Nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu was based on Mamet HaSinai, because all of Klal Yisrael heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu appoint Moshe Rabbeinu as his shaliach. And the pshat in that is that belief al pi osu mofes can never be absolute, can never be categorical. Maybe there's some kind of it's bekishuf. It's not only agav. The pshat here is it's not only nevuas Moshe Rabbeinu, but all ikari emuna require absolute belief, and that's what the Rambam is saying. So that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't. I mean, what are the chances? What are the chances that Moshe Rabbeinu pulled off the Esar Makos, the Balat or the Kishuf and Kriyas Yamsuf? Not too great, but when I said it's possible, and Emunah is supposed to be categorical. It's supposed to be without any even theoretical shemet shel dofi. That's the level of Emunah that a person is supposed to have. The Rambam says in Parak Aleph of Yisodei HaTorah that a person violates Lo Yelacha Elohim Achirim Al Panai V'chol Hamala Al Daito She'yesha Meloa Achir Chutz Mizeh Ove Belo Sase Shenema Lo Yelacha Elohim Achirim Al Panai. Doesn't have to believe it. He entertains the possibility. He has such a tzad. Lo Yelacha Elohim Achirim Al Panai doesn't mean he very adamantly, categorically subscribes to it. Well, it means he has a zatzat. Yeah, he has a zatzat. Okay, fine. So, Kulponim, the Rambam is very clear in Yesodei HaTorah that the osos u'mofsim are not the source of our belief in Moshe Rabbeinu. So, why is the Rambam invoking the mofsim of Moshe Rabbeinu? Shehare anavia shehifli es kol olam b'mofsav. Why is he invoking that here? Now, it is true it is true, and this isn't something that we sort of accept b'di'evit. It's something that one expects l'chatchila. Obviously, there are things in which the Rambam changes mind. It's not a point of weakness, but it's part of the gadlus that how is it possible through a lifetime of study not to ever revise something, not to ever change one's mind on something? So obviously there are things in which the Rambam changed his mind. Agav, maybe that's pshat. You know, you have the Mishnah. So Beis Shammai say that Kofin is Rabbo L'Shachru, and Beis Hillel say Oved as Atzmo Yom Echad, Oved as Rabbo Yom Echad, and Beis Shammai object and say that Tikantem as Rabbo, but as Atzmo Lo Tikantem, because Lisa Shivcha Enu Yochol, Lisa Baschoren Enu Yochol, and Ha'olam Lo Nivra Elo Leperi Verivya, and then the Mishnah says that Chazu Beis Hillel Lahoros Kedibei Beis Shammai. So why do we need the whole Ishtalshalos for? Just tell me Beis Shammai's opinion, because at the end of the day, there was no Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. No, maybe that's what the Mishnah is teaching. No, it has to be that in something Beis Hillel, they never ever in being Ma'ayin further. But that having been said, this is so yisodistic. But the Rambam tells us in Parakasi Yisodei Torah what the basis of belief in Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu is, and in Moshe Rabbeinu's status is so yisodistic. It's very, very difficult to imagine that this is something that he changed his mind on. Very difficult to imagine. But Elamai, the Chodesh Pshat is like this. If you go back a little earlier, where was it? Yeah, in my edition, it's just it's actually the Omer Aleph of this page. It's right before where we began. Right before we began, Misnabi B'Shem Hashem. So if you go back to the paragraph before that. Here the Rambam was talking about the Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah. Ve'ein ponim le'nevuasa ve'lo nidrosh mimenu os. Were a few lines before Kimenasa Hashem Elokechem Eschem. If you see where Kimenasa Hashem Elokechem Eschem is, we're a few lines before that. Ve'ein ponim le'nevuasa ve'lo nidrosh mimenu os. Ve'afilu osam en hamofsim kidei le'kaimas ha'nevua hazos. Dover shelo shamanu nifla mimenu haveza nechrak. Ve'ein ponim le'osam hamofsim. Ki hatam sheneskaimu osam hamofsim hu kifish oma kosov. Kimenasa Hashem Elokechem Eschem. So here too, the Rambam says that we disregard any mofes, but he gives a different explanation. Right here, the explanation is not look at Mofse Moshe Rabbeinu. Here, the explanation it's a pasuk. The Rambam's calling it pasuk, not his explanation. It's mefurish and psukim. Ki menasa Hashem Elokechem Eschem. So the pshat is like this: our Rambam, when he says ein mashkichem gam bazal osu mofes shaharei hanovi ashehifli kolo eskolo on b'mofsav, the Rambam is not looking to explain to us how we know to believe in the Nevuos Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rambam is coming to address the question of, given that this Misnabi B'Shem Hashem, who says all is 2 years, all is 4 years, given that he's clearly a Navi Sheker, so how do we process the fact that he was able to do an Osa Mofes? Because the answer that the Torah provides, which the Rambam quoted by Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, the Chavah doesn't apply here. The Torah's explanation that Kimenasa Hashem Elokechem Eschem Ladas Hayishchem Ovinus Hashem Elokechem is this Misnabe is trying to wean you, Rachman Al-Tzlan, away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right? The Misnabe B'Shem Avodah Zarah, he's coming and he's saying, go be Oved Avodah Zarah. So there, the Torah says, the explanation for why he's able to perform an Osam Ofes is because it's an assign to see, will you remain firm in your emunah b'Hashem, in your connection to Hashem, or will you allow yourself to be niftah? But that explanation doesn't carry over here. So the Rambam says, so you're wondering, so how do I process the Misnabe B'Shem Hashem, who's not saying to be a Gobi or Avodah Zarah. He's saying all this 2 years. So how do I process that os or moface? So that's what the Rambam is not coming to explain how we know in the Ruach Moshe Rabbeinu Zemes. No, the Rambam is coming to say, how do we view the fact that this person whom we know is a Navi Sheker is performing an Osam Ofes. So the Rambam says, it's not a kasha, because even on the level of Osas and Ofsim, his Os pales in comparison to the Osas of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it's Bechlala, it's not something which is troubling. And notice the diuk here, right? In this morning's passage, again, talking about the Misnabi B'Shem Hashem, so the Rambam says, Ein Meshkichin Gam Bazal Oso Mofo Shehre Anovi Shehifli Es Kol Olam B'Movsov V'Hefter Hashem Bo V'Aveinu Es Hatzdokoso V'Hemuna Bo Kvahi Gidlonu B'Shem Hashem Shal Tov V'Esh Hashem Torah Zulazu. Earlier, by the Misnabi B'Shem Avodah Zarah, he says, Afilu Osa Min HaMofsim Kedei L'Kayim Misanavu Azoz Dover Shalo Shemanu Nifla Mimenu. He's describing a different caliber Osu Mofes. And he's saying that Enochanami, a Misnavi V'Shem Avodah Zarah may perform such an outstanding, extraordinary Osu Mofes, that on the level of Osu Mofes, it would make you think. By the Misnabi V'Shem Hashem, that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. The Osu Mofes that he'll be able to perform is going to so pale in comparison to the Osas of Moshe Rabbeinu that you're not going to have any questions. It's going to be obvious that it was Lot or Kishuv. It's going to be obvious. Okay, so he pulled the Joker out of the deck of cards. It's going to be something on that scale. You hear what I'm saying? It's so meduyak. Okay, so let's continue here. V'ein mashgichin gam bazeh al osa mofe shehaya novi asher hifli es kol olam b'mofsa v'hechter Hashem b'lvaveinu es hatzdokoso v'emunah bo k'mo shehivtiach yisrael b'omer v'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam, meaning HaKadosh Baruch Hu hechter b'lvaveinu v'emunah bo from Ma'amad HaSinai, which is what the pasuk of v'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam is referring to, right? Hinei yonofi boi lecha ba'ava onan ba'avo yishma'om b'da'av v'yimach v'gam b'cho yaminu la'olam. For he get lona b'shem Hashem shel tava meis Hashem tava zol zulazel. V'hu omer yisala lova shemayim he leimor miyal lona hashemayim. Okay, so here, right, the Rambam l'shitaso, that there are two understandings of those psukim in Parshas Nitzavim lova shemayim he. The Ramban famously says it refers back to mitzvah tshuva. Refers to mitzvahs tshuva. Rashi already quotes from Chazal that it refers to Talmud Torah, and that's the havana that the Rambam has as well, which is why the Rambam never quotes those psukim in with regard to tshuva. His mokov for mitzvahs tshuva is the pasuk of his vadu, etc. V'hu amel yisal elov ha-shamayim, hi leimu miyalenu ha-shamayim. It's not ha-shamayim, it's not me'eva layom. Rather, the Torah then says, it's beficha uvilvavcha la'asaso. Uva'omro beficha uvilvavcha. So what does it mean that the Torah, Talmud Torah, is beficha uvilvavcha? Niskavim laksuvim hazachurim v'po. V'halimudim hanidrashim al yedei ha'iyun shehu mechlal ha'kolchos hanimshachim in halev. To understand Torah, it's lav ha'shamayim. There's not going to be any nevuah. There's not going to be any... It's not going to be through that. A, it's beficha, to read the psukim in Chumash, and it's belvavcha, the understanding of the psukim. After Matan Torah, so then it's Nimsar, that based on the Torah Shebichsav that we receive, based on the Perushim HaMakubalim, so it's Beficha, that refers to the Torah Shebichsav, you read the Torah Shebichsav, Uvavavcha, that's the Iyun. V'hisiranu gamke milahosef aleihem umiligroa mehem. V'amu lososef ela v'losigra mimenu. V'alken amu aleihem hasholem enovi rasha elachadish dava me'ato. U'miacha shuyodanu mita'anoso shetoan sheker al Hashem v'yiches elav. Mashalo amalo nischayiv misa. Kamo sh'omer kosev acha novi asher yozid u'meis ha'novi ahu. So one tziur that the Rambam doesn't seem to give here, but that he does have in Yesod HaTorah, so the Rambam initially in Perek Tes of Yesod HaTorah is very much the symmetrical to what we have here. Dava boru perikasa l'chalef. Dava boru umufurish b'Torah shehi mitzvah medes la'olam la'ol me'olamim. Right, the Torah is nitzchus. Ein la lo shinoi v'lo giron v'lo tosefes. You can't add, you can't subtract, you can't adjust. Shenema es kol adam asher anochi mitzave eschem oso sishmeu lasos lo sof seif ala v'lo sigra mimenu v'neema v'haniglas lanu l'vanenu ad olam lasos es kol divei ha-Torah azos. So divei ha-Torah are ad olam kol amadet asher kol divei Torah mitzuvim anu lasosim ad olam v'cheinu omer chukas olam d'oroseichem v'neema lo v'shamayim hi kol amadet asher einovi v'ashay l'chadish dova mi'ata. Good, okay, so no Shinoi, no giraon, no tosafas. But later, in Halacha Dalid, the Rambam also adds, it's a question here, even Minei Uvei, Nisodei HaTorah, why this is only in Halacha Dalid, not earlier in Halacha Aleph. But the Rambam later adds, V'cheinim oka dvorim, midvarim shalamadu mipi hashmua. Okay, that's also either a tosefes or a shinui or a giron. O sha'omer b'din midinei Torah shehashem tziva lo shehadin kachu v'halacha k'divei ploni. Even if the Navi will allege that he received the nevuah saying that in the machlokes between the machab and the ma'amor, this is the way you should paskin. If so that's l'chora. It's not tosefes. It's not giron. It's not shinui. It's yet another application of lo v'shamayim hi. So it's sort of the same question. I'm not sure that the Rambam gave that example here. He also didn't give that example in Halacha Aleph. So why not? The Ketzav Mishnah famously asks here on the Rambam, so according to the Rambam, what's pshat in the bas kol like Reis Hillel? How can we follow that bas kol? If lo v'shamayim hi, again, precludes not only something which goes against Divrei Torah, either shinui, giron, or tosefes, but even something which clarifies Divrei Torah, again, to say how we paskin is clarifying Divrei Torah. And the Rambam says, no, that's also precluded by lo v'shamayim hi. So the Ketzav Mishnah asks and remains v'tzarech iyun, What's pshat in the bas kol like Beis Hillel? So the Osa Meach has a very fascinating teretz. He said, "What is the bas kol? Right? Everyone records the bas kol, right? That elu ve'elu devilukim chayim, that halacha k'divrei Beis Hillel. Lu yehi that the bas kol that there would have been a bas kol. I mean, there wouldn't have been." But lo yehi that there would have been a bas kol that Beis Hillel were mechaveh in la'amito shel Torah, and therefore we pass on like Beis Hillel. So then ein hachanami, such a bas kol would have been precluded, and we would have ignored such a bas kol based on this Rambam. The bas kol wasn't misyaches to the Divrei Torah. The bas kol didn't say that. Halacha k'divrei ploni in the sense that it wasn't being mevarer anything in Dinei Torah. It was just telling us what to do. When the Rambam gives the example of halacha k'divrei ploni, so it means halacha k'divrei ploni, he's right. Halacha k'divrei ploni, because he's the rogue. It's there's some birur in Divrei Torah. Adurava, that's pshat in the bas kol, as it were. That's a beautiful omek in the bas kol. That it's not stam that the bas kol wants us to fully appreciate the Beis Shammai as well and telling us elav elav devil lekem chaim. No, but it's only because the bas kol said that the bas kol is nishmas. Because the bas kol, again, what the Rambam is talking about is that lova shamayim hi, that even the halachic process is lova shamayim. In terms of how you arrive at a psak, in terms of who's right, who's wrong, the bas kol simply said, "No, I'm not telling you who's right, who's wrong. They're both right, but do like Beis Hillel." So it's not, according to Rav Meir Simcha, it's very good, right? So the Gemara continues, and says the name Maz Zochu Beis Hillel. That the Beis Hillel was zochin v'aluvim, v'hoyu shonim divrei v'divrei Beis Shammai, v'lo od, ela shohoyu magdimim divrei Beis Shammai l'divreihim. So why don't we find those qualities listed l'halacha? That if you have a machlokas, right, so the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, if you have a machlokas between two chachamim, so how do you know which chacham to follow? The Gemara says, if it's a machlokas in a daraisa, so go l'chumra. If it's a machlokas in a rabbana, it's a brayse, so go l'kula, v'chulu. Why not say, look and see who's more noach v'olav, who has the midah of being shone dvarav, and the divrei his bar plukta, and what's more, he's even makdim the divrei bar plukta. Because the answer is no. The bas kol, if the bas kol would have said that, so vaitin the bas kol would have been telling us divrei Torah. Because the bas kol would have then been telling us klali hachra, klali psak. That also would have been a violation of lova shamayim hei. The bas kol is not telling us anything about divrei Torah. It's just telling us what to do. And lova shamayim hei means the divrei Torah. Nothing about divrei Torah is bashamayim. That's what the Osa Meach says. No, it's a klal in halacha, but it's not a klal in halacha that is being megala anything about Dinei Torah. Meaning, if you would follow, if so, there was a stalemate between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel were rov, but Beis Shammai tainted since we're mecharad etvei. So we think there's enough of a qualitative difference that acharam lahatel shouldn't apply. So memela, it was a stalemate. It was a stalemate. If the bas kol would have come and said, you follow Rov, even against Mechalel Etrei, so the bas kol would have been misyaches to dine to divrei Torah. If the bas kol would have said, the pshat in b'shach b'chov kumecha is just Bizman shebnei adam shochvim, bizman shebnei adam kamim. It doesn't mean actual posture of shchiva kima. Vayta, the baskol would have been misyaches to divrei Torah, to dinei Torah, and that would have contradicted lo v'shamayim. The baskol didn't resolve anything. The baskol didn't even tell us that when you don't know which chacham or which group of chachamim to follow, hear a klolim. No, because that also would have been telling us a new din in divrei Torah. The baskol said, you don't know what to do, this is what you should do. Because Beis Hillel is right, no. Adrav, the baskol is bending over backwards, we shouldn't think that. So why? This is what you should do. This is what you should do. It's no different than that. It's not, the baskol is not endorsing the divrei Torah of Beis Hillel. It's not being misyaches to the divrei Torah. And that's why the Rebbein Simcha says it's consistent even with the Rambam's understanding that lo v'shamayim he precludes psak halacha.
Why? Maybe if you say to Paul, as the basketball said to Paul, the Noach and the Olive, then that's also not being misyaches to the Rebbein Simcha. Just telling us.
No, it is. It's being misyaches. It's not being misyaches to the machlokas of pshach b'chof k'mecha, but it's being misyaches to how to paskin a shayla. It's telling you a new din. You can't, according to the Rambam, nothing, you can't learn anything about divrei Torah from a baskol. You can't learn anything. Not only can't you change, not only can't you add, not only can you not subtract, you can't learn anything about divrei Torah from a baskol. If the baskol would have been megale, that when you have a machlokes between groups of chachamim, you look to see which group is more Noach v'olav, so the baskol vector would have been telling us divrei Torah. The baskol can't tell us anything about divrei Torah. What the baskol can do, if you have a baskol that's not misyaches to the divrei Torah, and the baskol just says, this is what you should do, it's no different than the Navi coming and say, the Rambam is about to give the example, go fight against this nation or something. It's telling us what to do. There's no hisyachsos to the divrei Torah. That's what the Sanhedrin says.
How does the Gemara know that Baskol should be
because of the Gemara? Do you have it on your computer? Can you read the Gemara, please? I think it's Yud Gimel or Yud Gimel in the base, maybe? Maybe not. No, I think it's an Ahmed base. Maybe, I don't know. Not Yud Gimel base? Dalit, I don't know. Let's say maybe a moshel another of a dome. Let's say let's say someone wins the lottery. Let's also assume it's a good thing to win the lottery. Maybe a little bit of a dubious assumption, but someone wins the lottery. So then we'll naturally, he had a 1 in 100 million chance and he wins the lottery. So we'll say, what was his schus that have won the lottery? The fact that Beis Hillel, the fact that Halacha Kedibe Beis Hillel, despite Eilu Ve'Eilu Devil Kim Chaim, I don't know, maybe Eilu Ve'Eilu Devil Kim Chaim, so the Ovid come out Ovid, the Ovid come out Ovid, you know, so to take your choice. But that's not the way it is. So that represents an incredible zechus, right? It represents an incredible zechus. But the explanation for the zechus is just like, why were they given that bracha? Why were they given that zechus? It's also not, how was the Chafetz Chaim Zocher that his Mishnah Berurah was in the Skabel in throughout Kal Yisrael? So I think the answers we would give to that question don't deal with that his Piskei Halacha are more true than I think we'd say, because he was such a tzaddik, who was so Mosa Nefesh for every tzorech that he saw amongst Kal Yisrael, so in that zchus, but that's not, it's right to not. There's no, but you can say that in svara, right? You can, the same way we in svara could answer in the moshel, why was this person zocher to win the lottery? So we could have a svara. So Chazal is saying, So the answer to your question is, it's a schus to have the halacha nikbas kamosam. That's A. B, we can then look, as Chazal did, for what the reason or reasons are that Beis Hillel were given that schus. But the same way in the moshal, that the reasons that we'll give for why this person was zocher to win the lottery will in no way explain how, it's because he had someone put his, in no way accounts for the fact that he won the lottery, but it's explaining why min hashamayim he was just given this present.
The Gemara in Bava Metzia, when the basketball comes after Rabbi Eliezer, so it seems like there also, it's not referring to the Torah itself, it's referring to how we passed it, as opposed to the din Torah itself.
How so?
Well, it says the basket comes down. Amram Malachem Hitzor Eliezer Shalach Kamosu B'chol Makom. Meaning we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer everywhere. So it doesn't really sound it's referring to a specific din Torah. It's just that the hanhaga is whenever Rabbi Eliezer says something, so we pass him like him. Then the Gemara rejects that by saying Lo B'Shemayim, and it was already in the Torah that we go like Acher Adam Lahatos. So it sounds like this is just a
machlokus
in terms of.
No, but that's the answer, right? And by Beis Hillel and Beis Shammai, it was a total stalemate. It wasn't. It was a total stalemate, because it wasn't gufa. What was shown in the machlokus was whether or not acharav lahatos was relevant. So because of that, the bas kol is not contradicting anything in the Devei Torah. That's A. And then B, that's not enough. That's what the Bnei Simcha explains. What's more, it's not even being Mesiachas of the Devei Torah. But here, the Baskel of Eliezer was going against Rav. So the Meir Simcha is explaining B, right? But the A is that the Baskel wasn't going against anything in Divrei Torah because it was a standoff whether or not Achuram Lahatos was relevant by Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Then, the fact that it's only Misyaches, that it's not Misyaches in Divrei Torah, Mashen came here that the Baskel was going against the Din of Yochanan. Okay, well, we'll stop here.